ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There was a memorial service for Charlie Kirk held last night at the Kennedy Center. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard saying of the conservative activist,
"You know, I've said many times, and every soldier lives this fact, this truth. I may disagree with what you say, but I will defend to the death for your right to say it. Charlie lived by this principle."
Officials in Utah say Charlie Kirk's alleged killer, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, said to be not cooperating with officials, but his family and friends are. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Israel just concluding talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They are discussing more about their meeting, speaking with reporters this morning. President Trump plans to visit Britain this week, his second state visit there. He'll be at Windsor Castle. The Federal Reserve Board holds its September meeting this week as president continues trying to control the independent central bank. This is ABC News. In London, there was a big anti-immigration protest over the weekend. Tens of thousands of people were there. ABC's Lama Hassan was there as well.
A sea of British flags associated with English pride. Some demonstrators clashing with police as they tried to get through a march against fascism counter-protest that drew about 5,000 people. Tech billionaire Elon Musk making a surprise virtual appearance, his latest inflammatory foray into overseas politics, telling the crowd to fight back or die, calling the left the party of murder, and saying the UK needs revolutionary government change.
American F-35 fighter jets seen landing in Puerto Rico over the weekend, said to be part of a crackdown on drug trafficking. That as the Coast Guard stopped, boarded, and searched a Venezuelan fishing boat over the weekend. They found no drugs, only fish. Venezuela calls the search unwarranted. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Will Green Bay students need to go through a metal detector to enter the classroom soon? That's one option on the table for a public discussion tonight at Preble High School. Green Bay schools are already requiring clear or colorless backpacks after a gun and ammunition was found in a backpack at Preble last Tuesday. The safety roundtable discussion is open to the public and starts at 6 p.m. tonight at Preble High School. Many Green Bay parents are scrambling to get their hands on clear backpacks since the new bag policy was announced last week and goes into effect a week from today. In response to that demand, Green Bay retailers like Target and Meijer say they're working to get more clear backpacks in stock. Even local businesses that don't normally have anything to do with school supplies are chipping in. In a Facebook post, Specialty Auto in Suamico announced they've ordered 25 clear backpacks to give to families in need who weren't expecting that expense. Show a student ID and they'll give you a backpack. No questions asked, the post says. Several other social media posts from individuals have also popped up over the last few days offering to buy clear backpacks for families whose back-to-school budget is already tapped. School officials also say the student services departments throughout the district will also help any student get a clear backpack if they need one. If you like the option of taking an Amtrak bus down to Milwaukee from Green Bay, you only have a couple more weeks to enjoy the ride. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced the Amtrak I-41 thruway bus service between Green Bay and Milwaukee will end on October 1st. The service started in 2019 as a way for travelers to make same-day round trips between cities along I-41, like Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh, as well as Chicago and Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport. Governor Evers requested funding for the service, as well as potential rail expansion in his state budget proposal, but additional passenger rail funding failed to make it through the budget committee. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers get ready now to play the Cleveland Browns. The Browns losing to the Ravens yesterday in Baltimore, 41-17. But Jordan Love will be without one of his best receivers, Jaden Reed, Matt LaFleur.
Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone, so he'll be down for quite some time. We'll see. Certainly, I would expect him back at some point this season, but obviously it's a big blow to us.
College football, the Badgers host Maryland next after losing in Alabama, 30 38-14 on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys, that was a much better team than we are right now.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals yesterday 3-2, but that's okay. The Crew, the first team in the major leagues this year to clinch a playoff spot.
It's been a joy for me to be around a group of guys that have taken this, that uncommon mindset, as serious as they've taken it.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus, 58 degrees, 608. It's Monday.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert. Yeah.
sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can sing, this is mine. You can't take it.
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW. 97.9 FM.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. The slumber of feelings that I've died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Dan Marcus, good morning. Sun trying to come out eventually. We'll get to that in a little bit. If you missed it, the Brewers clinched playoffs over the weekend. Now, that doesn't mean they won the division or anything, not yet, but they at least are the first team to hit, I think I heard it was like 80 wins for the season. So, yeah, Brewers in the playoffs. That means chance to play into close to November. I'm going to look up the World Series dates for you and see if any of those are in November. That's used to be it was October, end of the season. Just that was normal. Now, I'll get back to you on that, okay? 6:15 right now at WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
It's almost National Forensic Science Week, and boy, is there an event for you. It's Amanda with another new WSCO 411. And on Friday, September 19th, from 3 till 6:30 p.m. at Light Memorial Park, you can enjoy a free event to learn more about forensic sciences from 13 different agencies and organizations. This is great for kids trying to figure out what they want to be when they grow up. And it's nothing to be weirded out about. I personally wanted to be a crime scene photographer when I was growing up. And look at me now. I'm fine, right? Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
We like to keep things positive whenever we can at 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah, 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 oh yeah.
Ooh, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
the station that says yes more than anybody. 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Little woman, I feel it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love.
I found myself phoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell ya, I can't sleep at night, wanting to hold her tight. I tried so hard to convince myself that this feeling just can't be right. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love.
It's too late.
Local news of timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, said Dan dramatically. I was right. I was right. I looked it up. If the World Series goes the full seven games, Game 7 of the World Series played in November. Granted, it's November 1st, just a few hours past October, but still, November 1st. For a World Series game, if it goes the full seven. Yeah, I knew it. I just had to pass it on to you here at WGBW.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee, then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. The mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance.
That girl, yet brings me down, all right. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night.
Whoa, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, 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 do you
so much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time. Till then.
Julie, Julie,
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Monday morning coming round, and no Packer game yesterday? Not fair. You know, but next Sunday, I'll have my pizza ready, my bratwurst ready, my cheese curds ready. Sunday, I'm ready for the Packers. It'll not be a home game. They'll be in Cleveland playing the Browns next Sunday, noon game. WGBW.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Standing all you see, it's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. Strawberry Fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Up on a Monday. I didn't understand the song then. I don't understand it now. And did John say I buried Paul or cranberry sauce? You know, the debate continues. It's Dan Marcus. Good morning. Here's a sure thing. Here is Connie Feldman with an updated newscast from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. A Democratic lawmaker from Green Bay is renewing calls to keep veterans' housing programs open before they shut down at the end of the month. His Republican counterparts argue the governor already has the money to keep the sites open. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program operates sites in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. They provide temporary housing to homeless veterans, along with other support services. Governor Evers proposed giving the program nearly $2 million in the budget cycle earlier this summer. After that didn't make it through the Republican-led budget committee, Evers announced the two sites would shut down because of funding shortfalls. Republican lawmakers say the closures don't need to happen. GOP lawmakers urged Evers to reverse the closure this month. Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner represents Green Bay. He is urging lawmakers to change their mind on funding the programs so they stay open. Late last week, he introduced an amendment to do just that, as lawmakers were considering a separate bill. He says his last-ditch attempt wasn't political theater.
Frankly, it's an act of desperation, because it's our last session before these close in my area. And when they close, it won't just be numbers or political gamesmanship. It will actually be the friends and family and neighbors who are veterans sleeping without a roof.
The Veteran Housing and Recovery Program sites in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls will close September 30th, absent any action from leaders. The site in Union Grove will remain open. A Nina man has been indicted for child pornography, according to attorney Richard G. Frayling with the U.S. Department of Justice. The two-count indictment alleges that 26-year-old Jeffrey Haskell of Nina used minor children to produce child pornography on two different dates last January. If convicted of either charge, Haskell faces a mandatory 15 years in prison and up to 30 years imprisonment. Haskell could also be fined up to $250,000 per count and would be required to register as a sexual offender under state and federal law. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Federal milk marketing order reform is in place. While dairy farmers may be feeling a pinch, their processors are as well. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One dairy economist's perspective on that situation coming up.
What makes Dairyland seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Mike Brown is the Vice President for Dairy Market Intelligence at TC Jacoby and Company. He says the projections they're looking at as far as Class 3 milk prices that Wisconsin dairy producers are banking on could drop by as much as 90 cents a hundredweight or 7.5 cents per gallon. Some of this influenced by the federal milk marketing order changes that have gone into effect as of June 1st. And Brown says it's not just dairy producers that are hurting. Processors are as well.
I think what's important when you look at that regulated price, what you paid for your milk, and I think your farmers are asking the right question. Why has this changed? What does it mean? It's important to look at the revenue side, too, and what's going on with our processors in the state, particularly our specialty processors who don't have the ability to process whey to its full value. And even the cream market right now is very weak. So even though the price of butter has obviously dropped a lot, cream multiples are also poor. So they're losing money on their cream as well. It's getting harder to make that up on the cheese side.
Mike Brown, Vice President of Dairy Market Intelligence at TC Jacoby and Company. He says another item that the federal milk marketing orders are forcing to change, premiums. He said right now, producers might start seeing their milk plants coming to them to try to negotiate on an adjustment in that premium. He says it's something to be aware of. Markets coming your way next.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
This morning, December corn is down 4 at 426, November beans down 3 at 1043, and July new crop wheat's unchanged at 561 a bushel. There's a quick market snapshot on a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW with another Timeless commercial headed your way about 8:15 today. I think it won a few awards.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
We could float among the stars together, you and I.
The world's a nicer place.
station. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me in the mission, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. This weekend, lots going on. The 16th annual Pride Alive event is happening Friday and Saturday. WGBW will be there Saturday. And in Algoma, Friday and Saturday, the Wet Whistle Wine Festival.
Why do you fill me up, fill me up?
But
in my life with you. Let me say,
local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, getting you through a Monday, one song at a time.
She stays, love grows under my umbrella.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Herb Alpert singing. Usually he's the guy with the lips behind the trumpet.
You see this guy. This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can't tell. We know each other very well. How can I show you? I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I'd do to make you mine, tell me now. Is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking, and my heart is breaking, 'cause I need your love. I want your love.
Just a great song. Herb Alpert, number one for him. Like I say, not used to hearing him sing. It's going to be a great show coming to the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center on October 3rd. It's a Friday night. It's a tribute to the Everly Brothers, a celebration of the Everly Brothers, live on stage. Tickets at the ashwaubenonpac.org. And here are the Everlys now, Bird Dog. And the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. His joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog,
Johnny kissed the teacher. He's a bird. He tiptoed up to reach her. He's a bird. Well, he's a teacher's pet now. He's a dog. Well, he wants he can get now. Well, what a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby. He's a bird dog.